Don't you remember Jesus said the kingdom of God is near you, even on the inside of you? We're not way over here and it's way over there. You're born again. Everything God has is on the inside of you, including Himself.
When you read a promise in the Bible and believe it for yourself and continue to say it with your mouth, it will come to pass. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn about the Word of God working in you.
Hebrews 3, are you there? Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. You notice Christ there? The anointed Jesus. He is anointed as the apostle. He is anointed as the high priest. That's what he's anointed to do, is to perform the word. Now, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as Moses was faithful in all of his house? For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which was to be spoken after. But the Anointed One, let's put it like this, but the one anointed as a son over his own house, whose house we are.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. If, say if, we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hold fast to the hope until it comes to pass. Now, he's laid something in front of us. He's put the subject of hope here in front of us. There is faith, there is hope, there is love. Amen. Now we already know ahead of time what he's going to say. He's going to say faith is the substance of things hoped for. Brother Jerry talked about hope. Bible hope. Hope built by the Word. See, this in this word, we can see what's going on beyond that timeline, beyond that light line. We can begin to see over into the glory. We can begin to see what Adam lost. We get our eyesight back, praise God. Not only just in the natural spectrum, not only in the color spectrum. My God, man, we get heaven and earth. Man, I'll tell you sometime, I got so in the glory over there this morning as Gloria was ministering, and she began to minister healing. She began to minister the miraculous glory of God, and the power of the anointing of the prophetess began to flow out her mouth. I began to see it. I began to see things. I began to see those parts she was talking about. And man, alive, the word of the Lord came to me. And I didn't let go of it. I kept it all afternoon long. And this afternoon, Tracy, you're going to like this. This afternoon, the Lord said, you know that shout? Mm-hmm. I said, which one? He said, the shout and the dead in Christ will come up first. I said, yeah. He said, you know what's in that shout? I said, what? He said, inside that shout is the glorified DNA of every human being that was established in heaven before the foundation of the world. And every cell, that DNA will hear my voice. And he said, every cell. See, he said, I can say all that at one time. I don't have to say that one at a time.
Hallelujah.
And he said, every cell, every DNA structure of every human being that belongs to me, dead or alive, will hear my voice. And he said, they will come up out of that ground, glory to God. And he said, it'll come up glorified, and all those parts are there. They're already there. They're already in heaven. They're in the glory. That glory is not a million miles out there. Praise God, it's on the inside of you right now.
Yeah.
And I began to see it. I began to see, I could see this outline, this transparent lines kind of looking thing. I could see teeth where there were no teeth. I could see kidneys where there wasn't a kidney. The other one's maybe there, but one of them gone. But I could see there's a kidney actually there. All it has to do is be transferred from the glory to flesh. And it's... The Word becomes flesh. Word made flesh. We are so close to the rapture of the church. We're walking. We're in the neighborhood now. When this all happens for you and me, it's going to be just one more step. Are we walking in it now? Amen. Don't you remember Jesus said the kingdom of God is near you, even on the inside of you? We're not way over here and it's way over there. You're born again. Everything God has is on the inside of you, including Himself. His Word is in there if you put it in there. It doesn't have to go way off somewhere and take week after week after week to somehow or another incubate into being manifested in this earth. The only thing that causes things like that is violation of the commandment of love, which introduces fear into your system, because perfected love casteth out fear. If you violate that commandment, fear will run in there. Now, fear is not just there when you're frightened or scared. No, I am totally convinced that Satan would give anything if fear didn't have the fright factor to it. Because what he is after is the cares of this world. Offense. Becoming offended and have no root in himself. What root? Being rooted and grounded in love. And so Satan's able to steal the word out of them. Fear has to be present for you to become offended at anything. Yeah. You have to get over into that self-protecting mode. Get your feelings hurt. When there's no fear, you don't care. It doesn't have any effect on you. You don't care. Well, you don't understand what that old fool said about me. Well, that is his problem until you joined in it with him. Amen. I always love to tell this, one of my good friends who is in heaven now. But he, they invited him to have a meeting in a church down in Alabama. And so the meeting was to start the next day, which was on a Monday. And so he got in there the night before, which was Sunday night, and checked into the church and ready to have the meeting, you know, the next day. And that's when they found out he was black. They didn't know it. And so couple of the deacons, you know, kind of sided up there to him, you know, and they said, man, this ain't going to work. We're awfully sorry, but that's not going to work. Well, so he just excused himself and went out. Never was a sweeter man ever walked the face of the earth. And he, absolute outstanding singer of the gospel. Oh my. He walked out the front and he said it was just tearing him apart. And he finally just stopped that in front of that church and he began to weep. And he said the Lord came to him. And he said, Lord, they won't let me in there. And the Lord said, Willie, they won't let me in there either. He said, I got tickled. And he said, I got to laughing. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. And he said, oh, Lord, forgive them, dear Lord. I ain't no way I'm going to be able to hold that against anybody. And he said, every time he'd think about it, he'd hear the Lord ain't go laughing again, you know. And so later on, he said, he just got rid of it totally. Just forgave him and just walked off. And every time he thought about it, he'd get tickled and laugh over it, you know. Well, it wasn't very long at all. He got a letter of apology from them. And they said, how can you find in your heart to forgive us? If you can, would you please come and hold the meeting that we were such fools that we wouldn't let you preach? He said, well, maybe they're going to let Jesus in there too. So Willie went, and they had the greatest meeting they had ever had in that church, and they did let Jesus in there too. But now see, if Willie had taken offense to that, it would have stopped the word in him. That's what's important. It doesn't have anything to do with them. That's their problem. It would have stopped the word from working in him. And could have destroyed his life and ministry. But if you'll stay in the Word. Now, notice here, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Now, remember what we read. I watch over my word to perform it. Jesus is the high priest over this house to perform the word in the house. We are the house. Now, flow right on down here. Let's go into this fourth chapter. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached. What is the gospel? Yeah, it's good news about what? Huh?
The kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. All that's so. But give me some scripture. Yeah. That's gospel. Huh? Acts 10. That's gospel. The word says God preached the gospel to Abraham saying, I will bless you. This is the gospel. Now listen very carefully. You'll probably have to get the CD or something of this and go over this over and over and over again, or take really good notes, or just remember what I'm saying. Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing has redeemed us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's the gospel. Well, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought prosperity was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. How far back does that blessing go? First thing he ever said to a human. Huh? Are we getting somewhere now? Are you listening to me? Now you know what Jesus is called to do. Watch over that blessing and perform it. If you will build and develop faith in the Word, faith in the blessing, there is more power in the Word of the blessing than any human being could live up in 2 lifetimes and 4 eternities. It was the blessing that raised him from the dead. I'll finish it up with this right here. Was there... Now remember, that blessing has still got the same job on it. Create the Garden of Eden wherever it goes. That's its job. That's what it does. It ain't ever changed. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth with this garden. Fill it up. That's all it's ever been called to do. That's the reason he'll send you someplace that looked like the worst place in town, because he intends for you to go there and turn the thing into a Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Exactly. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, was there any death in that garden?
No.
Then salvation is part of the blessing. Was there any sickness?
No.
Then the healing ministry is part of the blessing. The first job of the blessing in the high priestly and lordship ministry of Jesus is to remove that curse. Get it out. If there's sickness here, get it out of here. If there's poverty, get it out of here. If there's doubt and unbelief, get it out of here. If there's fear, get it out of here. He has redeemed us from fear. Glory to God. When you got born again, you did not receive the Spirit again to fear. Hallelujah. No, you are more than conquerors through him that loved you. Can you see it? When you develop this faith in the word and faith in his integrity in this covenant book, hallelujah, and you begin to draw from what's out in the glory, you begin to draw substance to what was hoped for, you begin to see a picture that you didn't see before, and like Jerry Savelle, it is a God-ordained, word-ordained dream. That's what hope is. It is a dream without substance. But if you will just keep feeding the word to it, and feeding the word to it, and feeding the word to it, that dream will start taking upon itself faith. And when it begins to draw faith out of your spirit, and it begins to, then substance starts coming in there, and the glory of God begins to manifest. You can't see it, but it starts coming out of you. It starts coming out of you. It'll start manifesting around you, but it's coming out of you first. It starts on the inside of you as a seed when you got born again. But it'll come out through your flesh. It'll start healing your flesh. Your flesh will be made whole by the Word of God.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life.
God has a plan for you. And we're told that if we'll seek Him, we'll find it. We'll find Him, and when we find Him, we'll find it. In your personal life, the more time you spend in the Word of God, and the more time you spend talking to God, the more of your master plan you will fulfill.
Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. God's Master Plan for Your Life is available wherever books are sold. Be sure to get your copy today. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's Master Plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever.
I had the blessing of being raised by an awesome, born-again, spirit-filled mother. And Mike and I's relationship started when we were real young. I was only 13 when we started dating. And I didn't realize to the extent of his drug and alcohol and the stuff that he was into. So we got married right out of high school. And he joined the military. And I moved away from my family and friends and stuff like that. And then realized what was going on.
I was had drug and alcohol problems. Our marriage was on the verge of ending, and we were a mess. We were a mess.
Now, Mike, at the time that you met the Lord and you gave your heart to him, was there a radical change in your life?
Oh, you can't imagine. The Lord started that night changing our lives. He healed our marriage that night. There was mistrust there that Jill said could never go away, that went away that night. The people that led us to Christ introduced us to the ministry right afterwards and gave us some tapes. And for the first several years, we didn't know anything else. That's all we did was get Kenneth Copeland tapes and feed on them.
In 1979, Mike and Jill Ray Morgan were redirected and given a new start. Mike was working on an oil rig as a roughneck, and he knew that his environment had to change. The Lord promoted Mike through a series of jobs until he became the owner of his own oil company, producing over 100 barrels of oil each day.
I don't have any more than a high school education, and I've worked as a wellsite geologist. I've worked in the capacity of a petroleum engineer. I've done all this stuff within the oil business, and people will say, how do you know how to do that? The Word says I've been given the mind of Christ. And with that, you know, you can do anything.
Our marriage was totally restored from what some people would say couldn't be restored. And our children, our adult children, their spouses that God's given them, love and serve God, and the miracles that he's already performing in their lives is awesome. And to see our kids come to a believers' convention with us and worship God and bring our grandbabies is...
Didn't get any better, no.
Oh, it's awesome.
And so you guys made a decision at one point to take this beyond the walls of just your family to get involved in your community.
We'd been to a believers' convention, and we had bought some DVDs and basically just wanted to share them, talk to our pastor and ask if we could start a Bible study, and he said sure. And that's how it started, was in our house. He brought the DVDs in and we started watching them. In each individual family that comes, God's done neat things to prosper and bless them.
To be used by the Lord is an awesome thing, you know, because it's not us. It's him. We're just here as willing vessels saying, whatever you want us to do, Lord, we'll do it. But when he does, and then you see the changes in people's lives, it makes it all worthwhile.
Mike and Jill made plans to attend the Believers Convention in Milwaukee, and 16 members of their Bible study decided to join them. So with four vehicles, this group made the nearly 800-mile drive from Nebraska to experience the convention firsthand.
We know what it did for us, that coming to these meetings and being engulfed in the Word of God changes your life. You know, it gives you a direction. It helps you understand your purpose. And we wanted that for them.
The blessing is not just finances. It is having all parts of your life blessed. And that's also in sharing the gospel with others.
How do you explain what has happened in your marriage, your relationship, and the fact that you're sitting here today?
Only the grace of God. That it's nothing we've done. It's could not have happened any other way. When Christ comes in and takes control, lives change. And for the better. I've never seen one yet change for the worse. They always change for the better.
Isn't that good? Mike and Jill Ray are experiencing the blessing without measure. What a powerful testimony. And it isn't over yet. Praise God. It's just getting started good. They're a mighty and powerful example of what we just discussed earlier in today's message of the Word of God working in you. Now, the Word is eternal. It'll work in you just as long as you'll keep the faith coming, keep the action coming. It'll just keep working. Praise God. And so they allowed what God's Word says to mold and shape their lives in all different kinds of marvelous and wonderful ways. It really impressed me what Mike said when Jesus comes into someone's life, their life changes for the better. He said, I've never seen one that changed for the worse. Always for the better. That really struck me, and I thought, you know, that's right. I've been doing this, man, for over 40 years, over 41 years now. And I can say the very same thing in my life, and I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of people come to the Lord Jesus Christ, read their testimonies. I lived it out myself. Praise God. Now then, listen very carefully to me. If you have never ask Jesus to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior, don't wait another breath longer. Today is your day. You are here for a purpose and a reason, and God has brought you in this broadcast together today to bring you into the kingdom of God. Now listen to this. If you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Praise God. Father, I pray right now for this radio and television audience all over the world, in the name of Jesus. Now, just pray this out loud with me. Oh God in heaven, I believe Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin and I renounce it and I receive my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. Use the information on your screen. Order the little books and I'll send them to you free and postpaid. Help you get started studying your Bible. God bless you forever. See you next time. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.